Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is John O'Brien, your host of the Blog Talk Radio Show, Break Out of Your Box. Tonight is part two of Cupid Uncomplicated, Love and Relationship Simple. So on part one, we covered what love is. We covered what dating is. We also covered the first five areas of Cupid Uncomplicated, which was communication, sex, common ground, fighting, and choosing between two options. Tonight, we're going to cover friends and family, exes, past relationships, breakups. We're going to cover feelings and emotions. We're going to cover moving on, and we're going to cover moving over. So when I closed the last show, I told you that you are the prize, not the box, but the prize, just like the Cracker Jack box. No one buys the box for the box, buys what's on the inside. And people should be getting to know you for what's on the inside, not for what's on the outside. And they should not be throwing you away when they're done with you. They should be keeping you for who you are, not what you can do for them. So I really want to dig into it and have a lot of time. I'm excited. I'm on my way out to host an event for on today, which is Valentine's Day for relationships. So number six, continuing from last week, so you can take good notes. You can always refer back. Make sure that you forward this to your friends. It's an exciting show. We got the most views and most listens that we got so far as we've been starting our show. So friends and family. This is always a touching subject. Many people feel a loyalty to their family. But let me tell you one thing that I know for sure, that you cannot effectively move on in the relation in your life until you know how to put boundaries on your family. If all you know how to do is move when your mom or dad say move and you are almost 28 and 35, you can't effectively be able to love someone. Growth requires change, and change is sometimes difficult. But in order to start your own family, you have to be able to say goodbye to yours with still holding on to them, but saying hello to something new. And that's being able to kind of leave what you've established since childhood and clinging to something new, especially when they're looking to go to the next level in terms of marriage. Because family sometimes can be a help, and sometimes they can be a hindrance. You have to be able to do certain things by setting boundaries and letting your parents know and your family members know that this person matters, but you don't do it in a way that makes them feel envious. The way that makes them want to know this person, because this person will now be someone special in your life. So you're really going to have to bridge family. Ultimately, we feel such a loyalty to something that we never really make the transition, and that can be very unhealthy as you move forward in relationships if you never made the transition from family to who you're dating. And also keeping in mind that family will support you if you believe it. An amazing quote by Catherine Butler Hathaway says, "A person needs at intervals to separate himself or herself from family and companions and go to new places. He must go without his familiars in order to be open to influences to change." When I moved to Los Angeles, California, I had no family. I knew no one in the state of California, but it was familiar territory. And I knew that if my family was around, they would have did anything they could to help me not experience pain or problems. And sometimes when you go into new environments and new arenas, you need to experience pains and problems because you can grow. That helps you. Where you can operate outside of your family will allow you to be stronger and a mature adult, ultimately. Number seven, exes. This means someone that you used to date, someone from your past that you are no longer dating, past relationships, your old boos, your old bays, or old person that always has a special place in your heart and you would just drop anything for them, your child father, your baby mama, your ex-wife, whoever it could be, and breakups. Dun, dun, dun. Breakups are inevitable. Out of 7 billion people, surely everybody's not for you. So there are breakups. Someone always told me, if one person tells you your breath stinks, that's debatable. If two people tell you your breath stinks, that's negotiable. But if 20 people tell you your breath stink, you need a mint. So all I'm saying, if one or two people tell you that you're not the one for them, that's valuable. If 20 people tell you you're not for them, then you need to look at that. So everybody's not for you, and that's okay. You want the car that you can drive, not every car on the lot. So one of the things about exes and past relationships and breakups is what I call, that I have, it's called the gift of goodbye. The gift of goodbye. You have to learn how to say goodbye. You have to know when it's your time, when your time is up, when that season is over. You've heard the old adage that says people get for a reason, season, or a lifetime. Quit trying to make people that's supposed to be there for a reason the people that should be there for a season. Quit trying to make the people that's supposed to be there for a season that are only supposed to be there for a lifetime. And quit making the lifetime people that should be in your life only for a reason, because ultimately you will miss the purpose that they came into your life. And oftentimes, some people that we dated, we never should have dated them. They should have never been in our life, but we were either lonely, we were either lacking something, or we were just seeking more than we needed at the time. And then we brought on undue grief, unnecessary problems, because that is something that we desire, but not ultimately we need it. So you have to be able to set clear lines. There's something called the line of demarcation. That's a line that you draw on the sand and say, okay, here's the line. I'm not going to cross it. Because for me personally, I would feel uncomfortable if I'm dating someone and they're still engaged with someone for their past and they said they're moved on. Other than if they have a child, and even with the child, there should be clear boundaries and understandings. Otherwise, it's a lack of respect for the new person that you're moving forward with, and you have to be able to say goodbye in those situations. And one thing about breakups, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a divorce or anything that you have to look at, you have to consider how you're going to get over a breakup. And one of the things that I've learned from my own experience is in a breakup, here's the formula. You got to get out to get over it, or you'll go under. You got to get out to get over it, or you'll go under. If you stay home, if you dodge your friends, you dodge your family, you don't go out and enjoy a social atmosphere like you used to, whether it's a church or the mosque, the synagogue, if you don't go to those places where people can see you and you can engage with people, people need people. We're human beings, not human doings. So we have to be humans. So if you don't get out, you'll go under. You'll go through depression. I've been through that. And you have to get out. So I'm encouraging you to get out, not today, but every day. When you feel like you're going under, get out. Get around people. Rat yourself out. Tell people how you're feeling. Get over that. Number eight, feelings and emotions. This is what we all face. Hey, how about this? Everybody says, oh, follow your heart, girl. Oh, bro, follow your heart, man. No, don't follow your heart. Your heart can deceive you. Lead your heart. Lead your heart. Because the heart can feel one thing and your mind saying another. There's an 18-inch gap called the 18-inch growth gap between your mind and your heart. And you have to lead the heart to be rational. Just like this. If you had a younger brother or sister and they could not cross the street, they were not old enough, you wouldn't say follow your heart and go out whenever you want to and there's oncoming traffic. No, you would lead them through because they're not yet ready to make a decision. So you have to lead your heart because everything that feels good to you is not good for you. So you have to temper your feelings and your emotions, because sometimes you can overproject feelings and emotions that other people may not be ready for, or sometimes you can be too emotionless and you can be not the person that shows enough feeling and people miss it. So you have to gauge that and lead that. So, okay, this person requires more of my feelings and emotions. No, this personal situation doesn't require all of my feelings or emotion. And it's really an uncomplicated thing if you make it simple. There's a principle in business and consulting. It's called the KISS principle, K-I-S-S. It doesn't mean you kiss someone. It's simply an acronym for keep it simple, stupid. Or because of the special day it is, Valentine's Day, I'll say keep it simple, sweetheart. Keep it simple. You know when you're not giving enough, and you know when you're not giving, when you're giving too much. Keep it simple. Now, number nine, moving on. The moving on is immediately. Immediately when you've come out of a situation or you're moving forward with your life, you got to be fine. You got to be able to find people, places, and things to engage in. The people can be new friends, whether you meet them in a gym, workout class, Pilates, yoga. You got to find new people, whether it's young professionals or whether it's a speaking group. You got to find. Secondly, you have to find new people. Secondly, you have to find new places, whether you're going to the library or the museum. I know in every city there are at least 5 to 10 museums that you can try out. Some of the museums are free. So you got to find new places and new things, things that excite you, things that allow you to grow and move forward. You have to find that to immediately get over something. You're not going to do it standing in your old friend network, especially if you dated. You all share the same friends, or you introduce them to your friends, or you introduce them to the favorite bar you go to, the favorite restaurant. Now you're afraid that you'll see them, and you're scared. Tell you what, get over the fear. If you see them and you're really healed, it won't hurt. It's just like if you bruise your knee. If the knee is healed, then you can bump it again, and it won't have pain. But if you're not healed, you're going to feel the pain. And sometimes it's better to go to the same place and see the act or see the person, so then that wound can harden and you can begin to heal and grow and move forward with your life. Because there's no sense in you thinking about somebody that's forgot about you. I'll repeat that. There's no sense in you thinking about someone that has forgotten about you. Why make someone a priority when they only make you an option? So get out and do it. Now, number 10 is moving over. That's long-term. How do you address a situation long-term? You see someone a year, 6 months, 2 years from now, long-term. How do you move forward with your life? Well, let me tell you something. You don't try to get revenge on anyone that's hurt you. Let your success outrun it. Let your success outrun it. You don't have to prove a point. You don't have to go in the same area that they're in or go in their circle to show them how you've healed. Because that's petty, and you want to be mature. You want to be mentally focused, ambitious, teachable, understanding of other people and things. You want to be reliable. You want to execute goals and tasks. You don't want to spend your whole life trying to prove a point to one person. There are millions of people that will value who you are. You could be making a difference in the world, not trying to prove to them that you got over them. I tell you what, you're only proving to yourself, and that's a sign of insecurity and weakness, and you want to be stronger than that. Why? Because you're better than that. I said earlier, we are not human doings, we're human beings. So I want to encourage, I want to implore you, just stop trying to impress people. Stop trying to impress people with things and stuff and doing. Just be who you are. The people that matter don't mind. The people that don't matter, that don't mind, don't matter. Be who you are. People accept you. Once a famous evangelist, Billy Graham, said about not replying to bad press that he got, he said, because my friends don't need it and my enemies won't believe it. Quit trying to convince people that you're a good person. Just be a good person. My final thoughts and notes. The gift of goodbye. Giving up doesn't always mean you're weak. Sometimes it means that you are strong enough to let go. And some of us in certain situations need to let go. Let it go. Okay. Thank you. Now, also, enjoy you. This is from me. This is from me to you. Enjoy you. It's better to be alone with you than with someone who's wrong for you. Also, the way you love will always define the way you live. If you love from fear, you'll live from fear. If you love from abundance, you'll live from abundance versus lack. Lastly, find someone who will change your life, not just your relationship status. Find someone who will change your life, not just your relationship status. That excites me, and I hope it excites you. My name is John L. Bell. My time is up. I thank you for yours. This has been Break Out of Your Box Radio Show. Tell a friend, tell somebody, your mama, your uncle, your boss, your ex-boss. Share it, spread it. You and your enjoy your day because I'm going to enjoy mine.